Psalm 106, The Mercy of Unedited Memory. Psalm 105 and Psalm 106 belong together. Yesterday's psalm remembered what God did right. Today's remembers what we did wrong. Psalm 105 sings covenant faithfulness. Psalm 106 confesses covenant treason. Together, they teach a lesson the church badly needs. Holy memory is never selective. NS. What many Western readers miss is how unusual this is. Ancient nations wrote history to flatter themselves. Kings carved victories in stone and buried their shame. But Israel's worship book tells the truth about Israel. It names rebellion at the sea, envy in the camp, the calf at Horeb, contempt for the promised land, the worship of Baal, and even the horror of child sacrifice. Scripture is not propaganda. Grace has made it honest. One of the sharpest lines comes in verse 13, "But they soon forgot his works." English Standard Version. In Hebrew, the wording is abrupt, almost breathless. They hurried, they forgot. That is profound. Sin is not always open defiance. Often, it is impatience. They did not wait for his counsel. Many of our gravest failures begin there, not with shaking a fist at God, but with refusing to live at the pace of trust. Then comes a terrifying sentence. "He gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease among them." New International Version. More literally, he sent leanness into their soul. There are prayers God answers in judgment. We get the thing we demanded and inwardly become thin. Our age is full of satisfied cravings and starved souls. The psalm's vision of idolatry is equally piercing. They exchanged their glory for the image of an ox that eats grass. English Standard Version. Their glory is a shocking phrase for God himself. The calf was not mere barnyard foolishness. In Egypt and Canaan, bull images carried ideas of strength, rule, and fertility. Archaeology confirms how common that symbolism was, but the psalm mocks the idol's claim to greatness. It eats grass. All idolatry is an exchange downward. Paul echoes this in Romans 1:23. We trade living glory for manageable power, and that trade never stays private. In Psalm 106, false worship finally leads to bloodshed and the destruction of children. Idols always devour the vulnerable. Yet the final word is not they forgot, but he remembered. For their sake he remembered his covenant. Verse 45. Moses stood in the breach, and Phinehas stood up. Both are living pictures of mediation. Calvin saw here the stripping away of every human boast so that mercy alone might shine. Augustine heard the whole people of God praying this psalm with tears. Christians hear something more, the greater mediator, Jesus Christ, who stood not only in the breach of a wall, but in the breach our sin tore open between earth and heaven. So tell the truth about your past, personal, familial, ecclesial. But tell it before the God whose covenant memory is stronger than your forgetfulness. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 32, Numbers 14, Numbers 25, Romans 1:23, 1 Corinthians 10, 1-12, Ezekiel 22:30, Hebrews 7:25. Hymn. Depth of mercy. Can there be mercy still reserved for me? By Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord, we have hurried and forgotten. We have wanted gifts more than your counsel, and our souls have grown thin. Forgive our false exchanges and wandering loves. Thank you that when we forget, you remember your covenant in Christ. Gather us, deepen us, and make us truthful under your mercy. Amen.